What psychophiles do in the bedroom. I'm Barbara Roberts. This is a chapter from my second interview with Don Hennessy, published on YouTube.
Something we talked about last time, what psychophiles do in the bedroom. When Irish women have disclosed to you what went on in the bedroom, did they talk about the men choking or strangling them, pulling their hair, hitting and slapping them, calling them vile names? Did they talk about being sodomized?
Yes and no. So I'll take the last remark first. I have a client who has got her husband jailed for 7.5 years for sodomy. So it was completely that was the problem when they had what we would call normal sexual activity. She seemed to be okay with it. She has 3 children, but he would demand to sodomize her regularly. And she brought the dates and times to the courts. He has got jailed for 7 years for sodomy. And so that was very powerful and very effective. 2 other ladies that I have investigated, one of them didn't have any unusual demands made on her, except that she was, her first sexual encounter was rape. And he apologized for it and said it was just because he was overcome with desire for her and it showed her how much he loved her and all of that. And she believed him and she went on to live with him. She's no longer living with him. But the reasons why she left him were that he actually modified the supply of air into her bedroom. He left her bedroom and then he produced carbon dioxide. If it's a strong dose of carbon dioxide every night, you begin to lose your energy and you begin to lose your ability to think. And he had her committed to a mental hospital for 3 months. And the only thing she said that saved her in the 3 months she was there was she persuaded the doctors and consultants that she was pregnant. She wasn't going to take any medication. So she came out of that scenario, got back her very responsible job, and now she's thriving, except that she has no contact with her children, who all have been told that she's a mad woman and they should stay very far away. So that was one of the women. The other girl that I have had a very detailed analysis of her existence and her life, found that from 17 years of age on, she has been raped repeatedly and in every sort of location that you can imagine. And she had to run away eventually to her mother's house in order to rescue herself. But even in the first 3 or 4 years of her relationship, before they actually got married, she said the day she was walking up towards the church, her prayer was that a meteorite would strike the place and that everybody involved would die, because she said she knew she was doing the wrong thing, but she couldn't stop it herself. She spent 20 more years living with this guy who was an appalling rapist.
I've known women whose husbands or partners just insisted on sodomy all the time. But that one about the carbon dioxide, that's so, so evil.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Barbara Roberts. Find me on Substack, my blog, cryingoutforjustice.blog, and my YouTube channel, Barbara Roberts Crying Out for Justice. Find my book at notunderbondage.com or Amazon. Thank you for listening.